Hey. Yep. It's that long lost guy from Dating Funnies. Happy New Year. Happy February. Now we're going into March. Man, this time is flying by. Apologize to any and all listeners that are still there for me not podcasting as much in the last couple months. Been kind of a hectic, problematic last few months. Trying to get to see my grandkids back in December, and then with all the snowstorms and ice storms, my flights being canceled, and then on Christmas Eve, my neighbor's 90-foot trees fell on my house. Been dealing with contractors, insurance companies, trying to resurrect that issue, then dealing with other problems with employees. And getting down to Arizona, trying to get down there and see the grandkids at least once a month, which is what I started doing over the fall. It's always something. So I really haven't had a whole lot to podcast about with regards to dating because I'm not on any of the paid sites. In fact, anymore, I can't even get on Match.com. I got a little frustrated with them because I set my auto-renew to off, but yet they somehow went ahead and activated auto renew, even though I could prove to them and I showed them that I actually had it turned off, but they weren't going to go with that. And so they gave me back my money. However, now when I try to get back in and set up another account, you know, thinking that maybe I might meet somebody on Match, maybe it's because I'm just sitting home mostly and it's just quiet all the time. But they pretty much banned me from Match because when I type in my one and only phone number, it's like, nope, that phone number cannot be verified. So I guess I'm not going on Match anymore. And I could get a different phone number to try to work around the problem. I just didn't like their business practice of automatically renewing my membership when I know I shut it off. In fact, I snip it so that I have actual proof in a JPEG that I can send to them because I'm leery of companies doing that after they give you their promo. Outside of that, I have to say my hat's off to Tara, who's up in, Canada. She sent me an email a few days ago wondering where I was at. Am I doing okay? How is everything? Even though she's in a long-term relationship, she likes to listen to the podcast. So thank you very much, Tara. I really appreciate it. And yeah, I very much appreciate the fact that you reached out to see how I was doing. Sadly, my son and his wife never reach out. If it weren't for the grandkids reaching out, I would never hear anything from anyone. In fact, I go out of my way to fly down to Arizona, get a car, get a room, do all that stuff, and I'm kind of like the odd man standing out. And just, you know, yeah, they've been a little inclusive, having me over for dinner to be the grandkids, but outside of that, they're kind of doing their thing, and I'm the odd man out. So it's just a weird situation. I don't know if it'll get better or if it'll get worse as time goes on. My grandson's getting to an age now where, you know, he's almost 10 and he's got all of his buddies and he wants to spend time with his buddies, not with his grandparents. I get that and I understand that. That's just the evolution of life. So what's happened to me in the process of dating? Well, I have done a few things, but not really date. I'm not meeting people for first meetings. I'm not going on dates. I'm not on, any of the traditional dating websites. Of course, you know, I got my Tinder profile, my Bumble profile. Every now and then I get a match on Bumble, and then they initiate conversation, and I send them back a nice notification, and I never hear from them again. Same thing on Tinder. So it's just, it's problematic even trying to meet people that way. I do belong to some meetups, and I thought, since I didn't have a Christmas, because the trees fell on my house on Christmas Eve of all days, so I thought, I'm just sitting home on Christmas. I'll be home by myself and dealing with a tree on top of my house. Two trees on top of my house. It is what it is, right? Thank goodness it didn't do a whole lot of damage, but it did enough damage. And it's quite the mess to clean up all these trees in my backyard and all the limbs and everything. But I thought, you know, my meetup group was having a dinner at a nice seafood restaurant. And I thought, you know, I'll go to that event. I typically get up, go to work, go home, And then repeat, do the same thing 7 days a week. And I don't go out much. I don't like going out, eating in a restaurant, and sit there by myself and stare at four walls. I tried doing that in the fall. Then I'd go see a football game, go to a local pub, ordered me a drink, sat there forever, no one to talk to, watch the game for a little bit. The team wasn't playing well. And I thought, you know, I could just stay home and do this. Why go and sit there by my lonesome? And that's kind of helped me. I mean, for years I used to be a member of the country club, and we had to do a restaurant minimum every quarter. And I found myself going up there the last quarter of the month just getting a bunch of wine that they were selling half off to meet my quota, because I'd go up there to eat or have drinks. I'd just be sitting there by myself. So I get tired of doing that. So I thought this would be a great deal. I'll go to this meetup. And, you know, I got a nice cellar with some very nice wines. A lot of them are 100-point wines. And you can't get them at the local grocery store. You have to belong to these vineyards. And I belong to clubs that do not require me to buy wine every 3 months. These are clubs that the average person can't afford to go to. And that's okay, you know, each teach their own. I like, you know, all kinds of different wines and all different price points. You never know where you're going to find a jewel of a wine that you like. But I don't like being forced to buy wines every 3 months, especially it's just me, and I don't even drink that much. You know, when I do open up a bottle, I tend to finish it one night. I figure, hey, I'm not going anywhere. In any event, so I grabbed a couple of nice bottles out of my cellar that I'm going to share them with this group of people. And I don't know all the people. I knew a couple of people. So I went there and had these bottles of wine and suggested to the group that I had them to share for dinner. So I had the wait staff open the bottles up. I wanted them to be in decanters to fully open up. I mean, these were 100-point wines I brought, and I wanted them to really open up so people could really taste how the niceness of these wines. One was a Merlot and one was a Cabernet. And both of them were out of California. And then as they're decanting, I had a couple people there that wanted me to pour them a glass of wine immediately. And I said, well, no, these wines are dinner wines. I brought them for dinner. They need to open up. They're not the typical type of wines that you'd buy at Safeway or QFC or whatever store, grocery store you shop at. But that wasn't enough. Every 5 or 10 minutes, they'd be bugging me again and calling me cheap. Why did I bring the wines if I wasn't going to drink them? It got to the point where I was like, you know, if this is how it's going to be, you know, if you want wine that bad, order yourself a glass of wine. Well, they didn't want to spend the money to have a glass of wine. I mean, holy cow, really, a glass of wine, $10? Come on, come on. So after a while of being harassed for about half the evening, I finally said, look, I'm not doing this with you guys. You know, as far as I'm concerned, I'm just going to get up and leave. I didn't come here for this. I brought you guys some wine that I thought I'd share with the group, and you guys are making me feel like I don't belong here, and that how rude of it was for me to bring wines that I won't pour immediately as soon as they get opened up. So I learned my lesson there. My lesson being, again, looking at the group, saying to myself, yeah, these are not my people. They're not my people. I should have known better. I've been in situations before where people who aren't familiar with good wines, how they are and how, you know, opening them up makes a difference, the type of wine glass makes a difference, etc., etc. They are just used to open up a bottle of wine and just start chugging the wine, I guess. So I haven't been back to that meetup group. I have no intentions of going back to that meetup group. They're not my people. I'm not gonna, in the future, I'm not gonna take bottles of wine to any dinner event or anything if I were to go to another meetup. So I kind of closed that off by my own doing. I didn't tell them I wasn't coming back, and I didn't remove myself from the group. I just figured I'd just disappear into the sunset. I mean, I just found it so disheartening that people could be so disrespectful that It was alarming the way they treated me, and I didn't appreciate them. And a couple other things I ran into along the way. I'm on a non-vanilla dating site. I've talked about this before. I kind of like to dance outside the vanilla world, and I have a firm belief that, you know, publicly you're a man, you're a woman, you act like a gentleman, you act like a lady. But behind closed doors, I think the bedroom is the playground. All within discuss and agree upon boundaries and likes and dislikes. And I just find it more fun that way. And it can be fun because then you become more flirtatious with each other, in my opinion, during when you're out on a date, when you get home, you tease one another. It kind of builds up for the moment of the evening. And the evening could be whatever the two of you agree to do. So I met this one younger lady on there, and we chatted. Seemed like we had a good connection, and we then agreed to meet. I met for coffee, and she tells me she's excited about the opportunity and that she can learn much from me. I bring a lot to the table, blah, blah, blah. And, you know, she was like in her late 30s. Yeah, that's great. But then we started chatting some more, and then we met up again for breakfast. And now all of a sudden, her whole thought process changed because now she's looking at me like I'm an ATM machine. And then she wants me. So at the end of the day, what it really came down to, she wanted me to, of course, pay for all the dates, but to buy her clothes, buy her shoes, give her money. And I'm like, that wasn't what we discussed. That's not what we agreed upon. So I basically said, yeah, no, I'm not doing this. And so that just kind of was another step of, yeah, maybe I should just pull back and just stay away from dating because it seems to be going nowhere anytime soon, right? Plus, you know, trying to juggle my work schedule with seeing the grandkids, problematic. Although my son and his wife, they ask me every now and then if I'm meeting anyone down in Arizona. Even that's kind of gone dry. I used to get people interested when I was in Arizona on Bumble and Tinder, and no one anymore. So that, again, is just another reason why I've really kind of backed off from dating. So therefore, I don't have that many funny stories. I'm trying to listen to find other funny stories, but all kinds of different stories that I hear from time to time. I'm sure you had them. I've had them. You know, where you go meet someone, they're not who they say they are. I stick around and chat with people. Other people just turn around and leave. I think that's rude, but people do it nonetheless. And then my good old matchmaker site, you know, they keep coming to the table with someone to they think is a perfect match. You know, like I said, I've talked about before in the podcast, I'm sure it's a good service. However, I keep running into the people that are trying to match us. I don't know if they're really reading my profile or they just want to get someone connected and hope that they, you know, they throw enough people at me, maybe eventually something will stick. They sent me somebody, first of January, that nice lady in her early 60s, Vietnamese, and that's fine, I'm okay with that. But she could hardly speak English to where, golly, relationships are hard enough as it is. And I, you know, if I have to sit there and figure out what she's saying because I don't understand what she's saying, it's problematic. And, of course, then I found out that she just started dating him a couple of months earlier after being in a 10-year long-term relationship. Well, that's just too soon still. I mean, I'm not the rebound guy. I don't want to be somebody's rebound. You shouldn't be a rebound. Then, just recently, just the other day, they had me go to another date. Now, keep in mind, these are blind dates, meaning I don't get to see who they are. I don't get to see their name or anything until I actually meet them. And, you know, I'm the risk taker. I'm willing to go meet anyone. I'll go have a cup of coffee with them, have a glass of wine. I'm good with that. Under this dating platform, we're supposed to pay for our own drinks, our own food. And so I'm okay with that. Gets me out of the house and go meet people and see different venues. And this lady they had me meet the other day, of course, she wanted to meet at a vineyard. And that's fine. Come to find out, it was a club that she belonged to. And she's roughly my age, right around my age. But, you know, I'm 5'10" and about 190 pounds. You know, I could still get in better shape. And they set me up with a lady that was 5'8", 275 pounds. And if you're a big woman, good for you. Be a big woman. But I'm not attracted to bigger people. And that's never going to sway because my ex-wives, my ex-girlfriends, they've all been slim or slender. And that's right in my profile. So it makes me frustrated when they show up and they're nowhere near what my profile says. And I get it. I'm in Seattle. We have all flavors in life, all different personalities, all type of mindsets. But for me, at this point in my life. And I just don't see myself dating someone with pink hair when they're 70 years old. Yeah, that might be great when you're 20, maybe 30. But somewhere along the line, pink gray hair, I don't find it that appealing. You might. And I'm sure she'll find someone that just loves that. I'm just not that guy. Just not that guy. And of course, while we're there, you know, I'm asking my questions to get to know her more, trying to be cordial, friendly. You never know, you know, where this leads. I'll learn something more about myself, learn something more about people in general. And of course, very little questions from her about me. The whole thing was all about her. And which is fine. I really had no stake in the deal. Wasn't that intrigued. My interest wasn't that piqued. And I just didn't see her fitting in to my life or my lifestyle. And I'm sure she probably felt the same for me. So are those funny stories? No. Sadly, they're sad stories. And of course, I got this one lady I've been kind of trying to see again. But, you know, it's the same old thing. She makes promises. They fall apart, and then she blames me that I'm not making the time for her yet. Every time we're supposed to get together, something traumatic has happened to her or something in her life, and she just turned 60. And I'm like, you know, I'm trying to date with intention. I'm not 20. I'm not looking to get laid every night. I'm not looking for a situationship, although I'd be open to it, I guess, at this stage, because I have no intentions of getting married. Having a long-term relationship, that'd be nice. But, and having a friend with benefit, that would be okay too. So I would be open to a situationship, but I want somebody that at some level, we kind of click, right? We have a connection. We enjoy doing certain things together, and we enjoy doing things not together. And we share the same passion inside the bedroom, the same curiosity inside the bedroom. I think one of the things I get a chuckle out of is that meetup group I was in, a previous thing right around Christmas, we had a Christmas event, and I was sharing some people there a story about upside down pineapples. They were talking about it in my office, and I never even heard of that before. And come to find out that that's what swingers go by, upside down pineapple. So she was like, "Oh, wow, are you into that?" I just heard about the upside down pineapple thing, but you know, if I met somebody and they were intrigued, I'd be intrigued. Well, what the heck, you know, I've only got 12 more summers. You know, it's not something I've done. But, you know, that was of interest to them. I'd at least scratch my head and look at it. Why wouldn't I? But that got to be the running thing with her. She's, you're just not being honest. That's what you do. That's who you are. Well, she doesn't know who I am or who I am. She didn't ask enough questions. But, you know, we had a nice conversation. You know, we both want the same thing, the excitement of seeing somebody, some light PDA in public, and cuddling up, watching movies together, cooking together. Of course, I like doing all that stuff. Well, at the dinner that I went to at the Bottles of Wine, I went out of my way and bought some upside-down pineapple socks. I thought, what the heck, I'll just, you know, I'll buy these, put them on. I was sure that I bought them just to get a chuckle out of it. And of course, she was chuckled and was amused by the fact that I went and bought these socks just to kind of carry the conversation with her. But as it turned out, she's so busy getting the attention of all the other guys there that I became, you know, invisible to her the rest of the evening. But that was fine. I was okay with that. I did the sock thing more or less to make her laugh or anybody else laugh or anyone ask and share with them how it came to be. And that's just kind of my humor. You know, it doesn't play well for me, but I don't know. So what's new with you guys? What's new and exciting? What are some of the heartaches that you've had? What are some of the dating funny situations you've run into? Some of the things that you cringed over? I just haven't met enough people, nor have I really tried. Quite frankly, I'm like doing what we used to do. Go home, stay home, and wait for them to show up to our front door. I mean, I got cameras on, ready to take their picture. I got my Ring doorbell on, ready to take their picture. I'm good to go on that department. But outside of meeting people, I just haven't been energized. And of course, to go out and meet people. And of course, when I go to Arizona, I'm running from soccer game to baseball game, running from one side of the town to the next. And I don't have time to go meet someone, and I'm not going to go up meet someone on the fly at a restaurant. I'm there hanging out with my grandkids. Anyway, love to hear from you. Sorry, my podcasts have been irregular. But hopefully you understand. Life gets in the way, and it does take a little extra effort to do this podcast, and then I've got my business podcast I have to do, and editing them and getting them all set up. But I truly, truly appreciate all the listeners that are listening to my podcast. Hopefully one day I'll be able to share some good news. I'm actually seeing someone, and I can share some of those stories. If you've met someone recently, you have a relationship that you just entered into, I'd love to hear about it. You want to be a guest in my podcast? Please do so. I'm trying to get a couple of other guests that have written some current books on dating, and hopefully they'll jump on my podcast. Maybe you would like to jump on my podcast and add your story that the listeners might enjoy. You can reach me again at datingfunnies, DatingFunnies at gmail.com. I hope all is well with you. And again, Happy New Year. And again, I really appreciate you listening to this saga of this old man trying to continue to meet somebody that I can date on a more regular basis. And, you know, maybe they'll want to share some of my fine wines with me. Anyway, have a great week. Thanks again for listening.